A transgender woman, thus a biological male who identifies as a woman, has won another female championship, this time in the weightlifting competition, breaking records. Greetings, independent thinkers, truth seekers, conversationalists, deplorables, and extreme MAGA Republicans. Join in a conversation right now by subscribing below so you never miss a moment of content. We have another case where a beta male, this is a biological male who's decided to identify as a woman, thus transgender woman, has taken more opportunities away from biological women. In this case, it was a weightlifting competition, but we're seeing more and more of this as time goes on. This is the Cash Lauren Show. Join in a conservative conversation. In our first story, a transidentifying male won the women's division of the 2024 USA Weightlifting Masters National, which took place March 21st and 24th in Reno, Nevada. We're going to see this where another biological male, this transgender woman, so this is somebody that was born as a male, a biological male, this then decides to transition over to a woman, this transgender woman, because apparently, you can just choose your gender and choose your pronouns. We live in a world where there are no definitions anymore. You can just be whatever you want and say whatever you want. You can say something and everyone else just has to pretend to go along with it and agree with you, or else they are a racist and they're a homophobe and a transphobe and a bigot and a white supremacist and a white nationalist and anything else the left can think of to slander you into submission. This, of course, is allowing these biological males to win competitions that not only they never could have won as competing against other males, we never see the cream of the crop. We never see the best of the best competing in these competitions. What we see is these weak beta males who have no shot against their own, you know, signed at birth, their sex when they were born, so they transition over to female side, and all of a sudden they are winning championships and taking opportunities away from biological women. This time, this is a 57-year-old Vicky Piper came in first place in the woman's 76-kilogram weight category, writing on Instagram that both lift weights were competitive personal records. And to get context, so this category is for 55-plus women, even though they don't even know what a woman is. I mean, a woman can be anything. I mean, how could we possibly know without asking them, right? I mean, it's just they tell you, and then you just have to believe your lying eyes or whatever they say. Piper came out on top with a total of 127.17 ahead of second-place finisher Krista Dornbush. In the snatch, Piper lifted 56 kilograms, which is about 123 pounds. In the clean and jerk, Piper lifted 71 kilograms, or about 156 pounds. So Dornbush, who is a biological woman, lifted 46 kilograms, or about 101 pounds. So second place was 22 pounds of weights behind first place. The best biological female, who's probably been doing this her entire life, right? It's always been working forward towards these opportunities, gets taken by a below-average male, biological male, who lifts 22 more pounds than she did. And then the snatch was 141 pounds, whereas Piper, the biological male, was 156 pounds. So this time, 15 pounds more. These aren't small amounts. These are vast majority, and we're seeing this a lot with these transgender women who outperform biological women, as they continuously and repeatedly are able to outperform them. And, you know, when is this all going to stop? I mean, when are we going to stop allowing biological males to take these competitions, take these medals, take these scholarships, take the prize money away from biological females who have worked their whole entire lives to achieve it? Piper went on to write on Instagram that this was the first national weightlifting competition for the athlete. So they've probably been competing their entire lives, I have no doubt, and they've never won anything as a biological male, but all of a sudden they transition over to the female, and boom, They're a championship. They're standing in first place. And they and for those who can see the video version of this on the cover, this biological male is, and by their own admission, is more than a foot taller than the females that they competed against, because men, by people who are born male, go through puberty, tend to be bigger, stronger, faster than females. And that is why we have like Title IX. That is why we separate the sports, the men from women, is to make competition fair. But we come to a day and age when we don't even know what women are anymore. You can't tell. It's just people can be whatever they want. I mean, maybe they want to be a frog today, or maybe they want to be a walrus, or maybe they want to be a woman, or make up something completely brand new, some kind of new unisex or something. You just have to go along with it, or you're a racist, bigot, homophobe, transphobe, and they will slander you into submission. And unfortunately, they feel bad for these poor women that you're looking out, and all of a sudden here's this giant being that is way outperform you, but has no shot against other biological males, all of a sudden dominating women's sports. The U.S. weightlifting rules on transgender athletes states that trans-identifying women, so biological males, right, they're men at birth, but then they decided to identify as women, thus they become transgender women, must show evidence of undergoing hormone therapy for at least 2 years to minimize gender-related competition advantage. So in their own statement, they're admitting that men have, that biological males have an advantage over biological females, but they're saying that they go over hormone therapies to minimize the effects, right? So you only blow them up by 15 pounds, not by 50 pounds, but the result is still the same. These are biological women who are losing opportunities. These biological males, they've already gone through male puberty. They have more muscle mass. They have more dense bone structure. They tend to be stronger, bigger, faster. The easiest spot to look at this kind of stuff is sports, where men would dominate women. Can you imagine like LeBron James playing in the WNBA? And that's why we never see any of the cream of the crop, the best of the best. You never see them switching over to women's sports. You always see it from these weak beta males, these ones that can't compete in the male categories, they switch over to women, and all of a sudden, they are winning championships. And so what can be done about this? There's really only one option that I can see, is that women are going to have to stand up and say no. They're going to have to stand up and say, enough is enough. No more. We are not going to let these biological males compete in our sports. They have worked way too hard for these equality and these opportunity. There's been entire generations that have fought for their right to have their own sports, to have their own spaces. And now, as a society, people decide to just start letting biological males come and take these opportunities away. And we need to ask, when is enough is enough? There is this volleyball tournament, and all the starters were transgender women. All of them. All the biological women were sitting on the bench, and these biological males were dominating women in these sporting events. And this is what's going to happen if we don't stand up and stop it now. This is exactly what's going to keep happening if we keep encouraging this. People are going to see an opportunity to take advantage of situations that they'd never be able to take advantage if they had the stake in their own sex. You're going to see more and more of this. You're going to see it happen more and more and more. The show's going to continue to have to cover more and more of these stories of women who are losing their opportunities. And women either need to stand up now and say no, or we might as well just get rid of women's sports altogether. And they'll lose all their opportunities because these biological males will continue to take them from them. And so this ultimately has to come from women. This is the women that are going to have to ultimately stand up and say no and protect their sports. They're going to have to protest. They're going to have to refuse to participate. They're going to have to concede, and it's not fair. If they don't stand up now and say no, then these kinds of problems are going to continue to happen. And the only other solution is then for these transgender players to then have their own leagues where they can either compete against their sex that they were born as, whether they're biological males or biological females, or create a transgender-only league for them to compete in. It's the only way to make this right. And until this stops happening, women are just going to have to stand up and refuse to compete in these things. So let me know what you think. Do you agree or disagree with my comments? Do you think that biological women need to stand up and say no, and that transgender women should either only be able to compete against their birth sex or in their own leagues? Make sure you let me know and join in a conservative conversation. Thank all of you for listening, and we'll see you in the next segment. God bless the USA. Ronna McDaniel has been fired again. She was forced to resign from the RNC after some very public calls for her forced resignation. And then she was given this cush job over at NBC. The leftist elites over there, the fake news networks at MSNBC, CNN, ABC, NBC, New York Times, LA Times, Washington Post, they all melted down and freaked out because this conservative Republican, quote unquote, we can have a debate about that. And so she was only there for a few days and she was fired again. Welcome back, independent thinkers, truth seekers, conversationalists, deplorables, extreme MAGA Republicans. Join in a conservative conversation right now by subscribing below, turning on notifications so you never miss a moment of content. Well, Ronna McDaniel gets fired again, and this time, and she spent the last several election cycles underperforming in the RNC, and some would accuse her of intentionally sabotage. I don't know if she went that far, but she, at the very least, seemed to be incompetent of elections that we should have won. We were losing, and then she would buy limousines and buy all these flowers and waste all this money, hundreds of thousands of dollars, possibly millions of dollars, just blown away and wasted. But then we would lose these elections, and people had finally had enough. And up next, I'm going to play a clip of Vivek Ramaswamy from back in the debate where Donald Trump should have been involved but wasn't, because RNC again was sold out by Ronna McDaniel to fake news. We're going to play that for you in just a moment. This is the Cash Lawrence Show. Join in a conservative conversation. Welcome back, true seekers, independent thinkers, and conversationalists. Ronna McDaniel was fired, but before we get into that, I'm going to go back. We're going to play this clip from Vivek Ramaswamy after we lost in 2023, and he calls her out very publicly from the debate stage when she sold us out again to fake news instead of possibly something that could have been more in our favor. So here's clip one of Vivek Ramaswamy calling out Ronna McDaniel from the debate stage.
Well, please make your case. Why should you be the nominee and not the former president?
I think there's something deeper going on in the Republican Party here, and I am upset about what happened last night. We've become a party of losers at the end of the day. It is a cancer in the Republican establishment. Let's speak the truth. I mean, since Ronna McDaniel took over as chairwoman of the RNC in 2017, we have lost 2018, 2020, 2022, no red wave that never came. We got trounced last night in 2023. And I think that we have to have accountability in our party. For that matter, Ron, if you want to come on stage tonight, you want to look the GOP voters in the eye and tell them you resign, I will turn over my time to you. And frankly, look, the people there are cheering for losing in the Republican Party. Think about who's moderating this debate. This should be Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, and Elon Musk. We'd have 10 times the viewership asking questions that GOP primary voters actually care about and bringing more people into our party. You think the Democrats, and we've got Kristen Welker here, you think the Democrats would actually hire Greg Gutfeld to host a Democratic debate? They wouldn't do it.
Oh, I wish we had a video of Ronald McDaniel's face as he stated that. You could, after the debate, they was fighting and yelling with each other, and she swore that he would never get another penny. I wish we had her face. Because Vivek Ramaswamy is right. He is 100% right here when he says we become the party of losers, because the Rhino establishment do not doubt that they want to lose to Democrats. They're perfectly happy with just having enough power to make deals for themselves and us, the voters, lose over and over and over again. They'll go out and they'll say all the right things during an election cycle, but as soon as they get into Washington, something happens. They just turn their cloak and they make deals with Democrats, just like we're seeing happen in our House right now when we actually have a majority and they're not willing to fight the fight that they could win. It's so frustrating, because if they would just fight, we would win. They have the power, and yet they just consistently and repeatedly lose. There's no one like a Republican that can snatch a loss from the jaws of victory. And that's what keeps happening. We have to have a change of leadership. We have to actually start fighting these primary battles and fight for every inch, just like Democrats do, or we will continue to keep losing. And people are getting sick of it. And we're finally starting to see the change happen when people like Donald Trump coming up through the ranks and Ronald McDaniel being forced to resign. Situations like that, there's more and more of a landscape that is changing in the Republican Party. And as the Republican Party begins to look at themselves differently and start to want to actually bring in people who want to fight and who want to win, we also need to understand that the media landscape is changing. The mainstream media, the way that we only used to be able to get information out through these leftist elites at the fake news networks over at MSNBC, CNN, ABC, NBC, New York Times, LA Times, Washington Post, that used to only be the way to get information out. So someone like Ronald McDaniel, where she kept pushing these debates and stuff with these fake networks that hate us. And they're not going to ask fair conservative questions. They're not going to try to make us look good. They hate our guts. They're nothing more than Democrat propagandists. And they try to pretend that they're in the neutral and they're somehow middle. They have the audacity to call themselves journalists. does anyone buy that these fake news networks are journalists? Of course not. And you look at their ratings, they are in complete collapse. They are tanking. They're going to almost not be around anymore. And we have a new way. Because Elon Musk bought X, we now have a new way to get information out. And people like Joe Rogan, we have an opportunity here to change the landscape. We don't have to go to the fake news networks anymore. We can completely ignore them and get much more views, much more attention, and get information out correctly to our own voters and those in the middle. It's very possible we don't have to run to these mainstream medias anymore. Yet Ronald McDaniel would rather sabotage us in the back like she did and have it hosted by NBC, who just fired her, by the way, just after 2 days, because their leftist elites hate her and melt her down. We're going to get to more of that in a second. But the Rhino Uniparty is dying along with the mainstream media right before our eyes. We are seeing the right finally starting to stand up and fight back. And this is, we're living through a revolution right now. We're witnessing the bottom floor of a revolution that is going to be peaceful and patriotic, and it's going to take us into the new century where we're finally starting to fight back. We're finally starting to win because we have leaders like Donald Trump who are inspiring people to fight for this country that we love. There is nowhere in the world that's better to live than the United States. American exceptionalism is a real thing. You can come from nothing and build vast wealth in a single generation. You can raise your family and make choices that you can make nowhere else in the world. And if the American experiment dies, there's nowhere else to go. We have to fight for this. Our freedoms are not in the bloodstream, as Ronald Reagan correctly pointed out. We are never more than a generation away from losing it. And so we must fight now, or we will never have it again. Everything that we lose, we don't get back. Ronald McDaniel, she made a deal with the devil, so to speak, where she went to the fake news networks, to our enemies, and was rather making deals with them. And then Donald Trump wasn't even involved in our debates because of it. And you had the front runner who is now the nominee of the Republican Party who wasn't even there up speaking. And this is a complete and utter failure from Ronna McDaniel's leadership. And that's why she was finally forced to resign. We have new management in there. And then all these staffers, correctly, I would imagine, get fired. And we're having a change in the Republican Party. They're starting to do like ballot harvesting everywhere that they legally can do it. We have to change the way we think, or we will continue to lose. And that starts at the top, and then it works its way throughout the entire organization. So NBC News, after they decide that Ron McDaniel gets exited from the RNC, and then NBC offers her a job at their networks, and the NBC News has reversed that decision to hire former Republican National Committee Chairman Ron McDaniel as political analyst and network executives face a chorus of fierce and on-air criticism. Right, because they are the elite. They are the leftist propagandists for Democrats, and they don't want some conservative in their networks. The inmates are running the show over at the fake news networks. And so their exec says, there is no doubt that the last several days have been difficult for the news groups. After listening to the legitimate concerns of many of you, I've decided that Ron McDaniel will not be an NBC News contributor, the chairman, Cesar Conde, said in an email to staffers on Tuesday. Before I read the rest of his quote, we're going to listen to a clip of Chuck Todd melting down because they had the audacity to bring Ron McDaniel on as a paid contributor, and that the NBC should apologize. They should apologize. You believe this nonsense? Yet that's the way this failed anchor thinks. Take a listen to clip two. Chuck Todd reacts to Ron McDaniel.
Elephant in the room.
Yeah.
I think our bosses owe you an apology for putting you in this situation because I don't know what to believe. She is now a paid contributor by NBC News. So I have no idea whether any answer she gave to you was because she didn't want to mess up her contract. She wants us to believe that she was speaking for the RNC when the RNC was paying for her. So she has credibility issues that she still has to deal with.
Yeah.
Is she speaking for herself or is she speaking on behalf of who's paying her? Once at the RNC, she did say that, hey, I'm speaking for the party. I get that. That's part of the job. So what about here? I will say this. I think your interview did a good job of exposing, I think, many of the contradictions. And look, there's a reason why there's a lot of journalists at NBC News uncomfortable with this, because many of our professional dealings with the RNC over the last 6 years have been met with gaslighting, have been met with character assassination. So it is, that's where you begin here. And so when NBC made the decision to give her NBC News' credibility, you got to ask yourself, what does she bring NBC News? And when we make deals like this, and I've been at this company a long time, you're doing it for access to audience. Sometimes it's access to an individual. Mm-hmm. And we can have a journalistic ethics debate about that. And I'm willing to have that debate. And if you told me we were hiring her as a technical advisor to the Republican convention, I think that would be certainly defensible. If you told me we're talking to her, but let's see how she does in some interviews and maybe vet her with actual journalists inside the network, see if it's a two-way, what she can bring the network. So I do think, unfortunately, this interview is always going to be looked through the prism of who is she speaking for, right? I think you did everything you could do. You got put into an impossible situation booking this interview, and then all of a sudden the rugs pull out from under you. You find out she's being paid to show up. It's unfortunate for this program, but I am glad you did the best that you could, and that's why the three of us are on here to try to bolster that editorial independence.
What?
Bolster editorial independence. Can you believe the nerve of this guy? I mean, Chuck Todd, talking about journalist integrity? Wow. He demands his bosses apologize publicly on air. He should be fired. Immediately removed from the network. As much of what you think or you don't think of Ron McDaniel to publicly call out your management on a decision that they chose to make like that, he should have been immediately fired, especially coming from this guy who hosted Clinton fundraisers, who's worked on Democratic campaigns. Who thinks Chuck Todd is a neutral journalist? Does anybody out there believe that this guy is somehow not a propagandist for the Democrat Party, just like all the rest of the people that are on those tables and in the fake news networks at MSNBC, CNN, ABC, NBC, Washington Post, LA Times, New York Times? They are all in the bag for Democrats. Every single one of them. And they'll sit there and they'll try to lie and gaslight you. But what they're pissed about is that a conservative is in their little club. It's in their little group. That it's not just some leftist elitist that hates this country on TV bashing one side of the country and covering for the other side. That is exactly what all these people want. And any time if there's ever an actual conservative on there, that's immediately shut down and they throw a temper tantrum. The nerve to call themselves journalists, and this is why mainstream media is dying. It's because they've gone so deep on one side of the fence that they don't have any more integrity. Citizens journalism is the future of this country because you can actually have independent thought. That's not allowed on the left. You try to speak your mind, have an independent thought, if you're not part of groupthink, then all of a sudden it's hate speech and it's misinformation and disinformation. They'll start slandering you and call you a racist and a bigot and a homophobe and a transphobe. They'll call you a white nationalist and a white supremacist. Anything else they can think of to try to slander you into submission. They'll call you, you know, an election denier. Anything they can think of to try to discredit and harm you because you don't think like them. You are not part of the liberal elite. They are your betters. They are the propagandists for the Democrat Party. And how dare you question anything that they tell you to think? It's not their job to report you the news. It's their job to tell you what to think and how to act, who you should and should not vote for. That is all they are. They are propagandists for the Democrat Party, and that's why their numbers are tanking. That's why their shows are dropping like rocks. And these weak, pathetic execs that continue to allow this to happen and cower to these individuals, rather than standing up and firing someone like Chuck Todd, who should have been fired immediately for making a comment like that, demanding his bosses apologize. How many of you could get away with that? How many of you would not be immediately fired for doing something, pulling a stunt like that? Yet these elitists, they're so high on their own selves, they think they can just do it. And it turns out that they can because their bosses do nothing about it. In fact, they do go on to apologize. So the CNN boss, Cesar Condo, says, "I want to personally apologize to our team members who felt we let them down. While this was a collective recommendation by some members of our leadership team, and I approved it, I take full responsibility," Condone wrote. Just what a spineless, gutless coward. You know what? He should fire himself for being such a little word I can't say. This is pathetic. No wonder the inmates run the asylum. If he just goes around like that and just cowers like just that gutless. I don't blame them for pushing back and fighting against him. I mean, my gosh. And then he goes on to tell this whopper of a lie. Condo said in a memo that his decision to bring McDaniel on board was made because of a deep commitment presenting our audience with a widely diverse set. Okay. All right, I'm going to say this with a straight face. We're going to get through this quote. We're going to do it. All right, let's try this round two. We'll say this with a straight face. All right, his quote. "Widely diverse set of viewpoints and experiences, particularly during these consequential times. We continue to be committed to the principle that we must have diverse viewpoints on our program. And to that end, we will redouble our efforts to seek voices that represent parts of the political spectrum." Oh, wow. Well, first, got through that quote with a straight face, so I got it out. Does anyone believe anymore that fake news networks are somehow independent and in the middle and have a diverse viewpoint? Does anyone believe that? No? Didn't think so. All right, so I want to thank you all for listening. Join in a conservative conversation. Let me know what you think in your comments below, and make sure you subscribe to the Cash Lawrence Show, and we'll see you in the next segment. God bless the USA. New York is handing out prepaid debit cards to illegal immigrants. Greetings, independent thinkers, truth seekers, conversationalists, the deplorables, and the extreme MAGA Republicans. Join in a conservative conversation by clicking the subscribe button below and turning on notifications so you never miss a moment of content. Well, we got another whopper of a story where the Democrats continue to backstab the very people who vote for them and pay taxes, and then turn around and give this money to people who shouldn't be here in this country in the first place. They don't bother to secure our border. They don't bother to protect our own citizens from these illegal aliens who are entering this country. They instead put them in four-star hotels and pay for food and get them hooked on welfare programs. This is the Cash Lawrence Show. Join in a conservative conversation. Well, New York's Mayor Eric Adams defends his use of giving illegal immigrants prepaid debit cards on the promise that they will only use them for approved measures, right? Because they broke in this country in the first place, so now they're going to swear to obey the law once they're here, and they broke our laws to come here. New York officials on Monday stated handing out prepaid debit cards to illegal immigrants as part of a $53 million pilot program that has drawn criticism over whether the prospects of free money is incentivizing more unlawful border crossing. Gee, do you think? If people know they will come here and they'll cross our border illegally and just get put on buses and sent to these sanctuary cities, that they will be taken care of, they'll be put in hotels, they will be given food, and all this other welfare programs, because that's what it is, it's welfare. They're not working and earning, they're not coming here legally, they just cross the border illegally, and then given handouts by you. You, the taxpayer. None of this stuff is free. You have to pay for it in taxes. All this stuff that they're giving away costs you money. It's taken out of your pocket. Rather than reducing your taxes and not paying for this garbage, they instead tax you and then redistribute it. The government makes nothing. The government takes your money and redistributes it. And people keep voting for this. People keep voting for these Democrats in these big, dark blue cities and states like New York, and this is what they're getting. They're getting exactly what they voted for, and this is the consequences. Now, the first batch of the cards were given out on March 25th to a handful of families that will expand to roughly 460 people by next week, New York City Mayor Adams has confirmed to Fox News. Now, here you go. So your money is being taken from you and given to people who shouldn't be here in the first place. If we just secured our border, this all goes away. All of it. And no one's against legal immigration, but immigration needs to be legal. People need to be vetted. We don't even know what their names are, let alone where they come from, or what their goals are, or what their incentive is for coming here, where their loyalties are. No, we just had a ship crash into a bridge, and that is tragic and horrific. But what happens when a domestic terrorist attack happens in this country? We find out that people who came here illegally just walked across this country. It's happened before. No one forgets 9/11, where terrorists took over planes and intentionally crashed them into buildings. And I'm not saying that the boat was intentional, but I'm saying people have done stuff like this in the past. We have to be able to secure our border and vet these people so we know they want to come here and be a part of our country, that they don't want to come here and do us harm. They don't want to take like vehicles of any kind and crash them into buildings or who knows what, or shoot up a stadium or anything that can cause mass casualties, just like what Moscow just went through when 100-plus people lost their lives to these terrorists. If we're letting people come here illegally, how do we know it's not going to happen here? Yet New York is fitting the bill. Some of these hotel rooms, over $500 a night. You know, how many people you get free hotel rooms that the New York State is paying for? And then the New York already spent $463 million on food that these illegal immigrants were throwing away because they didn't want to eat it. Can you believe the audacity that these welfare programs that you, the tax dollars, are paying for, and then these illegal aliens decide they're not going to eat it and just throw the food away and let it go to waste? And this is all why our own veterans sleep on streets. This is insanity. This is Democrat policies harming taxpaying American citizens. And yet, New York, places like New York, and these Democrats, they keep voting for it. And they're going to have to learn their lesson and start voting different, or they're going to keep getting what they vote for. Your votes have consequences. City Hall said that the prepaid cards can only be used at bodegas, grocery stores, supermarkets, and convenience stores, and the recipients will have to sign a pledge promising that you only use these cards to buy food and baby supplies. Right, wink, wink, we're going to have people who came here illegally, and you're going to hand them cash Visa cards, but they're going to swear and promise that they will only use these unapproved items. I pinky swear promise super double that I broke the law to come in this country, and now that I'm here, I'm going to obey the law. Right? Yeah, sure. Okay, buddy. And how much do you think this is going to be abused left and right? You know, do you think they're going to take these Visa cards and either spend them on what they're not supposed to spend them on, or sell the cards for drugs or who knows what else? We see this kind of abuse in other welfare programs where people are given food stamps and they'll sell their food stamps to somebody else and they'll get cash for less. And so we'll have things, for example, where, you know, someone sells their food stamp card to another person, maybe getting, like, I don't know, make up a number, 25 or 50 cents on the dollar or something. The person then gets to go buy groceries for cheap, and the welfare recipient gains cash they can buy whatever they want with. And that is exactly what we are seeing. And I had no doubt, do not doubt me on this, this kind of abuse is going to happen with these welfare programs. This use of taxpayer funds to provide services to people who enter this country, flouting the laws over the fears that they would incentivize illegal immigration. Gee, you think if somebody comes into this country illegally and all of a sudden they get free hotel rooms and free food that you, the taxpayer, pay for, do you think that's going to cause more people to come here or less people to come here? Take your guess. If you're told that if you travel somewhere and we will, you know, let's say for American, you come to the city for a vacation and we'll give you free hotels, we will pay for your flight, and they will pay for all your food. Do you think more people would go to that city for touristing or less? That's exactly what is happening with illegal immigration. They're going to have more people coming this because they're offering free incentives, they're getting hooked on welfare, and do not doubt that at the end of this, what the Democrats, the reason why Democrats are doing this is because they're trying to buy votes. They're already trying to move, but they, one, start giving them a driver's license, and then they tie voting registration to voting on driver's license in local elections. They're already trying to press laws that this will allow in federal elections. And then you have the census, and what some people don't know is the census that just counts head. It doesn't go that show that you are a U.S. citizen. And so then when these people, when they come here, and they come here illegally and their heads get counted, thus these deep blue Democrat cities and states get more census votes, and that directly affects our government. Even if they couldn't vote directly, this puts more House seats in Democrat control. And then we have these mail-in ballots that are suspect at best. We don't know where they're going, who's filling them out, and how they're getting back. And with that, I'm running out of time. We're going to have to save the rest for another segment in tomorrow's show and add it back to the stack. I want to thank all of you for listening again. All the independent thinkers, truth seekers, and conversationalists, deplorables, and extreme MAGA Republicans. Join in a conservative conversation. We'll see you in tomorrow's show. Make sure you subscribe below, and God bless the USA.